Kishore Jayabalan worked for several years at the Holy See's mission in the United Nations before working at the Pontifical Council for Justice and Peace at the Vatican. He now heads Rome's office of the Acton Institute. He gave us his impression of the Pope's speech.
I think he very clearly laid out the terms for a religious understanding of the common good, a common good which recognizes the role of the state but also limits the role of the state. The Pope talked about the transcendent nature of the human person and religious freedom. He talked about the different roles of the citizen and the different roles of the believer. He did very much highlight the role of the state to protect its citizens. But at the same time, he tells us that the state is not everything. The state is not responsible for everything. He explicitly mentions the role of subsidiarity, which are all things, again, that point to a more limited role for the state. And it encourages the member states of the United Nations to do more, to take their responsibility very seriously. But at the same time, it tells them, you are not everything. You cannot do everything. You have to give room for the family. You have to give room for religious believers. You have to do all kinds of things that allow the true common good, which ultimately is our relationship with God and the beatific vision, to take place. You merely set the conditions through which our divine vocations can be accomplished.